Maybe also because Alan's taught you to do the terrible in Manchester.
Good morning. Everyone knows the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Beis that Big Chazal initially wanted to make Parshas Bullock part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And the only reason they weren't kaveya it because of the Tirchut Tzibur. So it's Bnei Yeshua says, what's Dafke Parshas Bullock? What's so seminal, central to Yiddishkeit? Says Be'etzem, there's a mitzvah mitzad the Novi, the Ami, the Daftayr, this week's Parsha, Ami's Charna, Mayoat, Bolak, Bolak, Pensibur, Begayna, right? The mitzvah anyway, between the Vuhum, which really Tzab Rebbe says, in Atzmachta, which Allah will mention with Sinai, there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to remember Parsha's Bolak. So therefore, they want to be Kaveya that you read it every day. And some bring to Peshua, some bring to Chidon, and say for Avodah Zakodesh. When the Emes, I saw in Likutei Yehuda from Rabbi Behaina, he brings from the Zayde, this was Emes, that how are we Mekayim this Amis Chorna, the command of the Novi Micho? Because every day we start davening to the Shachris with the Pasuk Matoiva Lecha Yankiv, and we remember the story. And the fact that Chazal were Kaveya, the pasuk Matoiva Lecha Yankiv as the beginning of Tefillah Shachar, which is the beginning of the three tefillahs of the day, the Zguf is a right that this is a seminal, central concept in a Yisoid in all of Yidin Avodas Hashem. The emes is the Satmarov and Devar Yoel brings Nochakvetch why Tafka they wanted to be Kaveya this. And he says, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, everyone knows the Gemara, Tafkuf Hei, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mi Berchosei Shal Oysei Rosho. From the brachas, you can understand what initially his machshava of Bilam was to curse Rachman Olasan. He wanted to curse the Jew that should be no bote going to see us or bote midrashes. And to himself, he said, Matayva Lecha Yank. And then the Gemara says, Omer of Abba Barkana, the kulam chozru the klola chutzbe bote kinesias bote midrash. All the other brachas of Bilam were transformed eventually back into klolas, except for matoivu shenemar vayapech Hashem lekech lechos abrachol the klola kiheiv Hashem lekech. Right? So it says klolo, loshen yochid, not klolois, right? Is the only one that remained the bracha was what? Batei k'nesiyasu, batei b'droshes matoivu. Right? So, shtel zuch the avi yashayla. I mean, everyone asks yashayla. So if all of the whole parsha's building, right? That the klolos were turned into brachas, and then all of them were transformed weiter verkehrt. So kumt ois the whole, the brachas, the parshas, bilam, the whole parsha we read is a waste of space. Let's look to tell us, what are we gaining from it? And dafka one has to understand, why did the matoivu that dafka remains? It's be'emes, the shayla is noch more basic. The Mendel Rimnever, it's important to say for the Rimenachem, he asked the avi shayla. If a person gives you a brach, unliboy ba'al imay, right? And it's been asafal l'chutz. He doesn't really mean it. He means fakert. And mechanistically, something happens and someone puts words in his mouth and he makes a mistake. Are these brachas at this vert? Garnishing. What's the good of the sheget, the bilam, the rasha, right? He wanted to give kolos. Hocus pocus, it turned into brachas, right? Says the Mendel Rimnever, amuhiditigi yisot. The emes is when it says, the Satmar Rebbe explains at length, when Chazal say that he wanted to give kolos and they went as happy to brachas, right? And then faker, they all went back to their original state. That's true mitzad bilam, because libay bal imoy, right? And he didn't really mean it sincerely with integrity. Therefore, it's a gornish gevorn mitzad the brachas of bilam. Over every year, when we have kriyas haTorah, and we read Parshas Bullock, and you read these gewaldige brachas, and every year during the week of Bullock, when we learn and we get to the depth of the Parsha, Yidin through Kriyas HaTorah, through the Amelus and the Parsha, understanding the Parsha, Yidin are mahapit, what initially Bilam wanted to close to make it in brachas. We're the ones. Satmar Rebbe says, this is alluded to Beremez, in what Bilam said, Arenu v'lei ata, Asherenu v'lei koriv, that he's giving brachas. Oh, but I don't see the fulfillment of brachas here and now, because Erika meint als verkehrt. Hepecha brachas. Oh, but there'll come a time when Yidin will come to Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashos, and they'll read Kriyas HaTorah, and they'll learn Parshas Bullock. And through the avoid of Yidin and Parshas Bo'olok, then it says all of them are nishapik into brachos. And the fields that Reb Chunin said, Amoyde de Gevart, he remembers by his Zayda, by the Barash Engel, that by the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Bo'olok, he was nislaiv, bis'oiris, b'chiyos neiroes, more than Yom Neroes. Why? This is the Vart of the Rinner. Through the Kriyas HaTorah, through the learning of Mahapik, Kulam the Broch. Why is that? So all the Sforim Tam, Rebbe says, everyone says the same Vart. So, all the Sforim. The Emes, the Gemara says in Yevomis, Daf Guf Gimel, that Toivos and Sherul Shoim Ra Eisrus HaZadikim. If a Rosh gives you a Toiva, the MS, it's tainted. I'll say, why was Rivka an Akorah for so many years? Because she got a bracha from a Lavan. Akezeno at Yalfi Ravova. We didn't want to miyachas a bracha, Kal Yisrael told to a Rosha. Forget. She had to be an Akorah, and had to be Tfilis, Naganta, Ganta Avoid. And you see, the Pasuk says, Mirishoyim Yetzir Resha. No good comes from Rishoyim. Right? And therefore, Rashi says this. Bilam wanted to curse the Eden, he says, Loi Sor. Okay, I'll bless them. Right? Keep Boruch. Ich darf nicht haben dein Bruches. Moshel, it's Hiro, you tell a bee, Loi mi duvshof, Loi mi uvtsach. I don't want your honey, I don't want your sting. So says Rashi. And you see, same thing by Lovan. He's in the Payetze. He's running after Yankif. When the Abishter appears to him, Mara Laila, he shomer lecho, pen daberim Yankif, mi toivadro. Ich darf nicht haben dein Kolos, ich darf nicht haben dein Bruches. It can only be negative. Norvos. For this you need, right, the mahapich, you need bati genesis and bati medrashas. So the one bracha of what? Of matoiva lecha yankiv, that had to remain. Aye, but tevotin shal reshoim is, nein. Because the that the Yidin have bati genesis and bati medrashas, that doesn't come from Bilam. I mean, mayim shal aviseinu leposki yeshiva me aviseinu, as the Gemara says in human various places. Moshul mahadover doima. The friar once went to Yushalayim, to the Yushav HaYoshim, and they wanted to pay geld, shred of geld. And they'll buy, and the tonight, well, give a half hour of limud chol into the chador. So the guy who the representative was Chaim Weitz. So Chaim Zonnefeld told him to go fly a kite, and he told him, Moshel, tell him this Rashi, Moshel, tell us Yiro, loy miduv shachol emiltzach. Right? So Chaim Weitzman said to Chaim Zonnefeld, It's not minigo oilam. The minigo oilam is, we say in English, the one who pays the piper, plays the tune, or something like that. Yeah. The guy with the geld, there was at the mayor today. In the welt, in the political world, in Balabatishke and Askonos, you don't say there was let me do shok, let me also. So Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld, you know why you tell this Marshal Dafka to the B, to zero, right? Because someone who gives you something, he gives a donation, right, share geld, and okay, he got to reckon with his day. Maybe he has a day, but he doesn't have a day. Probably we talk about it. Where does the bee get his honey from? It ganvis the money, the pollen from the flowers, and goes and has the bee. So it's not your pollen in the first place. You go and you collect money somewhere in Russia from Gvirim, and now you're coming. It's not your donation, it's not your contribution in the first place. Vahanimshal, right? Over here, the Batik and the Sias and the Batik Bedrash don't come from Bilam's Brachas in the first place. So that could remain le Bracha. Once you have the Matoivo, the Chayankiv, the Batik and the Sias and the Batik Bedrash, then all the other colors of Bilam, anyway, I'm happy through the Kriya of Kal Yisrael into a Chamayri de Gisan. That's one Hakdoma. Before we begin the show, another Hakdoma is obviously the Kriya is Mereres Hazman. The fact that we read Parshas Bolok, the Adafich of the Chol of the Bracha during this week of the Mamish Shabbos is the Shavas of the Tammuz Nidre, right? It's obviously connected to the time. It says in Pasuk in this week's parasha, Vayamay b'mokim tsar, and all this forum, the Rapsi Tzorim, everyone, what is the Mokim Tzar? The Pasuk says, Kol Rifel Yisigua Bein HaMitzorim, the 3 weeks, which is a time of sorrow for Chol Yisrael. And the Rav says, son, the Melitzer, the Rav Yankiv says, Mokim Tzar is also in a more general sense connected to our generation, the time of Ikvus of the Mashiach. That's a Mokim Tzar. And Chazal said this, Bemis, Vayosem el Midbor Pa'omov, right, Pa'omov, where the Midbor, he wanted to be Ma'oider, to Makatri, to Mastin, with the Chetu Egel, which is Shavuos of the Talmud. And therefore, a pasuk says, Vayelech Shefi. Very difficult word to attach. So the Baal HaTurim says, Shepishpesh v'chipes be'ezer shol toiv l'kalus. What is the most auspicious moment to give calls? Right? So the Moshes HaRebbe, these Abrachas HaMoshes, Vayelech Shefi is Gimachir 456. What's 456? Hello, anyone awake? Tammuz Av. Also fitting. You remember Yankov Avinu said, Golus, by Lovon, who's the Zeta of whoever, of Bilam, etc., right? But what does it say here? He asked the Ebershter, Vishafti Visholim Elbeis Ovi. Elbeis Ovi is also Gimatria 456, which is Gimatria. Who's Beis Ovi? Who's the father and grandfather of Yankov Avinu? Huh? Avram and Yitzchok. What's the Gimatria of Avram and Yitzchok? 456. Which is Vayelech Shefi, which is Tammuz Av, which is Avram Yitzchok, which is also Begimatria, two times Borich. Because the purpose is Mahapik to call us into Brachas, right? Why it says, Ki Vorech Avorecha Tavram, says Rashi, why twice, a double expression, Achas La'av, Achas La'bein. Therefore, it's Avram Yitzchok, which is Gimatria Tammuz Av. It said, the purpose is to Mahapik this Esorah into. The Emes Chazal say, the Gemara says in Soita, every day there's new calls. And the Gemara says, Vaita within Tafim Tes, the end of Soita, V'chol Yoyim Kilosi Merubim Mishal Chaveri, V'alma Makam Mekayim, in what schools does the world stand and exist? A time of terrible sorrows, right? Especially Ikvus de Mashiach. Akidusha de Sidra V'Omi Avahesh Merabba Dagadita. They didn't get together. Where can you say Kidusha de Sidra V'Omi Avahesh Merabba Dagadita? Akibin. And that's where the Ebrister Rachmon is Matoivo Lecha Yankiv, and that's the place we're able to mahapik the kolus of our generation and the kolus of the Yemeha Ben Amitzorim into Brochus. That's, by the way, anyone a bit of a Kabbalist or whatever can figure out. Pasuk says at the beginning of the parish, who is this Bol Obolak Ben Tzipor, Melech Lemoyov? Next words, Boezahi. Can I ask anyone, Klotzkasha, what's this Boezahi? La Fouque, the Bolak Ben Tzipor was Melech Moyav Be'ezi, and not in the time of Napoleon or Henry VIII. Obviously, everyone's a king Be'ezi. Napoleon was a king in France Be'ezi. What would you felt if it didn't say Be'ezi? What was given to? So everybody knows, it's, you know, course 101, that where does Amole come from? Hello? From the Ayin Mem, Bil'om. The last two letters of Bil'om is Ayin Mem. The last two letters of Bolok is Lamed Kuf. Put them together, what do you got? Amalek. I'm not going to explain it now, if I did understand it, which I don't, but the clip of Amalek is kosher to the chibur of Bilam and Bolok. Right? You have this. Amalek is the Acher, 240, right? Hello? Yeah? Which is the opposite of two names of Hashem, Havai, Yudke, Vovke, and Eke, 26 and 21. How much is 26 times 10? 260. How much is 21 times 10? 210. How much is 26, 260 and 210? 470. What is 470 Begimatria? Huh? Ace! Which ace, all, by the way, that's why it says, no. Okay. Ayin Mem, is what? Is what? Ayin Mem of Amalek is what? Sorry. Yeah? Is what? Okay, whatever. And therefore, Amalek, therefore, the Bolak, Ben Tzipor, Melech Lamoyev, Bo Ace, Ace is Gimachi Yud Zayin Tammuz. Who? It's a Kri of Siv. We read it here, but it's written as Who is Gimachi Yotish Tes of? So says the Kostner, and so I see that he's fighting Kal Yisrael, Dafka Bein Hamitzor. Yes, hello. And then, by the way, what does Amalek got to do in the picture? Whose yard side is the Chomer of Avelus is Betokfei from Rishchoyd 9 days, not just the 3 weeks. Whose yard side is Rishchoyd Menachemov? And what happened immediately when Aaron HaKohen passed away? Who came? Vayishma Haknani. Melech Arad. But it wasn't really the Kanani, as Rashi Chazal tells us. It was really Amalek dressed up. And the Sofer said in the Parshas Matos, the Chibur of Arad with Amalek is even far worse. Right? So Amalek comes in the world. Hello, yes? Work it out yourself. Use your toes. Bilam plus Bullock is Gimatria Arad. Yes? Yes? Which says that Bnei Yisoschar, which is Gimatria Chai Aaron. As long as Aaron is alive, that takes care of Arad. Suddenly, he's not here anymore. Suddenly, this guy goes wild. Hello? Mace Aaron is Gimatria 696, which is Gimatria Tzoros. What is the Gimatria of Bilam B'Milui? Tzoros. So the whole war is a war against what? Amalek. And therefore I understand why Chodesh Tammuz Gimatria Eitzor. Question, how you mahapich the Eitzor of Chodesh Tammuz into Brochus? So it says in the Pasuk, what's Goyrim the Haficha? And the Ikhuzitim Shikha, etc. The Pasuk, I'm playing around with Gimatris now, but you're soon going to get to a Tifum of Derech and Avoidus Hashem. So the Pasuk, Vayisa Bilam es Enof, Vayaris Yisrael Shoichin Lishvotov, right? He sees Yidnar dwelling. How are they dwelling? Chazal say Rashi brings it. Pischeim and Abuchuvon is Elazeh. Everyone respects the privacy of his neighbor. Shmiras Naim. Etc. I don't want to look at his tent. He shouldn't look in my tent. I'm alone with the Eibishter. The gates are not opened. Right? There, but he alav ruach elikim. What's pshat? Like a ben chamish. But he on whom ruach elikim? So according to Rashi, Unklus, Targum Yoinusin, but he alav on Bilam. When Bilam saw the greatness of Chal Yisrael, right? Vatiya Lov, Abraham gave him this ability now to give brachos. You should know Tosfos and Baba Basra, Be'emes, it's in Zohar HaKadosh, in the Archaim HaKadosh. Vatiya Lov, Ruach HaLikim, it's gate of Chal Yisrael. Bilam saw the Kiddusha of the Jewish people, and he wanted to give an Ein Hora in Chal Yisrael, right? Yes, the Zohar says like a father carrying his son in the shuk, and he's scared from the inabisha. He puts a sudar on his head, right? And Geendik Bilam can't give an ayin hora into Klal Yisrael. And the Merva Shomesh explains why was that? Mida kereged mida. Your nizer matoyv lecha yankiv shoychin l'shvotov that you're pischeim and abuchuvoni zek kenegzeh, right? They're opposite. So you respect, you care about not giving an ayin hora into somebody else. So the Eibishter therefore protected me, the Kenegi, me, the Klal Yisrael from the ayin hora of Bilam. Bosh. And Svarim HaKadoshim say the whole Indian of Bilam with a man who's Masa Shindal Yud Yechsev, Gval Madregis, Novi Kombi Yisrael, right? And Noifel Uglui Hanayim. Where was his Nefila? Where did he fall? Because his eyes were open to see everything, as we'll discuss. So Skrimagid says in Magan Avram, that's Pshat. Bolok described Klal Yisrael, Kilachui Hashoir is Yerach Hasod. Right? Kulti Yoizu. Yeah? The Shoir refers to his Stachus. When Klal Yisrael look where they're supposed to look and don't look where they're not, then they eat up and devour and vanquish all the klippa which is Savi Vishoim Yalich. Vashloim is the word. That's what Hini Am Yotzim Yisrael, Hini Chisa Es, Ein Horitz. When he saw that Yidin cover over the Ein Horitz, they have Getlecha Oigin, right? Therefore he realized, right? They're not on a winner. In other words, we'll soon discuss that human nature is such that people have what's called sakranut in modern Hebrew. People are curious. Everyone wants to know what's tutzich bayen, what's tutzich in Stott, what's tutzich in the White House, and whatever der shegen said. This is very important, right? The Rabbi Arula writes in one of his forums, his son, Der Hamunas, the ikur of Shmiras Einayim is to cut out this mida of sakronos. To be curious, to be interested in the whole world. The avoid, and avoid of Hashem, it means that a person has to have the mida of emes liyankiv, which is the avoid of pnimius, and to stop worrying about the world and vasutzach in gas, vasutzach outside, stop comparing yourself to another person. Rather, the Talmud Adam says initially, Bilam did the fact that this ain't pischeim chuvanas elazeh. He didn't think it's a ma'ale. Everyone cares about each other, right? It's an indifference, a callousness. But then he realizes comes from the tzad hakedusha. Right? And the emes by Bilam Gufi, you see the parsha Gufi, why did Bilam, by Bilam it says, Nu'um HaGever, Shusumoy. What does Rashi tie to Shusumoyin? He was blind in one eye. Yeah, hello? Yeah. What does the Targum Taich? Gavra de Shaper Chose, the person who saw correctly. Hello? Rashi says he's blind in one eye, one-eyed guy, and the other guy says, and Targum says he was a fellow who saw with a clear vision. Which one is it? It's a Messias. So the Baal Shem Tov famously said, not a steer. Let me tell you a story. There was in Nitra in America, there was an Arkiska de Rashiva called Rabbeinu First. He went through the Lager, or whatever. Let's say for Divrei Yoyinu, which came out recently, Chelek Beis. Here you think a story. The story is brought, I thought, in different, all this form of different. You saw it. In the Lagerin, there was a commandant, a Goya Nazi Machshavim. But he was blind in one eye, and the other eye was a fake eye, a glass eye, whatever. But it was a top wig Nazi. It was done so professionally, if you look at him, you couldn't tell which eye is the real eye and which eye is the fake eye. One day, Yidl was starving there, was dying of starvation. So he called in a Yidl, or he called the whole group, whatever he says. And he said, you should know one eye of mine is false, and one eye is my real natural eye. Anyone who could tell me, point out which is the fake eye and which is the real eye, I'll give him to eat as much as he wants, kechol avas nafshi. Or if you get it wrong, you're not going to leave this room alive. So there was one Yidla, Chazik, that is the, whatever, the fake guy, and that's the real guy. He turned white, Biskarecht, I want to know how you know. The Yidla doesn't want to say, they'll kill him. I will promise you I won't touch you. Tell me how are you able to discern. So the Yidla says to him, because I see when you handle with Yidin, there's push Ritzicha in your eyes. Aber in one eye I see mamish the ritzicha, and the other eye I don't see it. Since your bem is like, go, you're halach if you do an eitzus in el yankiv. So the eye I see the ritzicha, that must be your emes eye. And the fake eye is the one that I don't see anything. No emotion. So he said, well, der chatzachos, Bilam hat sich verenfert. How come he sees good in Yidin and give him brochus? Because he's blind in one eye. The brochus come. The emes in Sforah Magdolishim, it says, Hashem Tov said, it's impossible that a goya shegetz and gimel klipas atameis Bilam could have nevuah, because his body was used for every teiva and every bol asoyin, every perversion known to mankind. How could he see? So the Eibishter, but the Eibishter fort, Chazal say that he made one novi bagoyim. There should be a pischen pel umes oilam. So what did the Eibishter? Is one eye that you haven't used for shlechts. And with that koyach of that eye, you're able to see. It's a moonity gavot. Just to give you the spinker Rebbe in Rebbe Yosef, a moonity gavot. Therefore, if you just not pick a bowl, vayaris is vayisa bilam is eino vayaris is altering the shchatz v'atov vatiel of ruach alikim. Any basic Kabbalah, everyone knows shem alikim is midas hadin. How do you spell alikim b'milui? Aleph is aleph hamet bay. Lamed is Amin Amdal. Hey, how do you spell hey? As you know from the Shema Vayit, the three before Miluim, one of three ways. It can be hey Aleph, hey hey, or hey Yud. Which will yield when you work at Elikim, either 291 Eretz, Ritzei 295, or 300. The first two, Tziru from the Shema Elikim, is Midas Adin. So how much is 291 and 295? 586, which is Gimatria Toykif. That's a Toykif of Dinam. The Chazal say, B'tchila B'reishas Bar Olikim, B'tchila Olam Machshav Liver Et Eilam Midas Hadin, Rosh Enel Niskayim, Shidavim Midas Harachim. What's the Midas Harachim? That the same B'reishas Bar Olikim, but it was the third tier of Emili Yud, not the Emili Alphin and Hayim. So instead of 291 or 295, you have what? 300. Everyone knows 300 Shin is Gimatria Barachim. Right? So that's pshat. Bilam also wanted to shower curses on Klal Yisrael. Skabros of Midas Hadin. Bein HaMitzorim said, what did the Eibishter do? That he alav ruach Elikim. Elikim is Kipshuto, is Gimatria 86. What's the Gimatria of ruach? Make believe you're alive. Make believe you're alive. 214. How much is 214 and 286? 300. Which is Shin? Which is Berachman? The Eibishter made the Milu of Elikim should be Ruach, right? And therefore, he was Zoychad that the Kol is when his Hapich go into Bruchs. What? Stop. Okay. I can play more, but what is this lesson of Avodas Hashem? Everyone knows Sefer Yetzirah is brought to the Sfarim HaKadoshim. Himlich ois chespi beberi'ir. The Avodah of Tammuz and Ov are the Avodah of the two eyes. Al Shem Apostle. Eini yein yerdamai. Which tribe corresponds to the month of Tammuz? Come on. What? Reuven. Don't you... Just the Jews in camp. Listen, I say this like every year. Reuven, listen, you're Zivin, Reuven, Shim, Reuven, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. Hello? And now the three Matamas of an El is the south. Reuven, the Tamas of is Reuven and Shim. Reuven is in Lashon, Re'il. Right? So the whole, whatever. You remember it said in the Zohar, Vatitz B'nei Shloshi Yerochim, it says in the Zohar, there are 3 months which are Dina Kosher, which are Tammuz, Av, and Tevis. 3 times Yerach is Gimatria Lirois Toiv. The Avodah in this month is to see good and not to see negativity. Now what does this mean? So let me just tell you a simple Sicha from the present Tolna Rebbe, and then I'll try to explain it in Avodah, and like what we can learn from it. Matoiv Olech Yankiv, which is a central pasuk here. So the Chizkuni says, "What's Matoiv Olech Yankiv?" Right? Berchon Beloshen Azeh, the bracha, because Yankiv Avinu was called an Ish Tom Yoshev Hol. What's the mile of being an Ish Tom Yoshev Hol? Tom means shlemus. Yankiv Avinu had a shlemus in being Yoshev Hol. Sometimes you have to marry the gevort. You can have a person; his body is in the besmedish. Aber his mind is in Eretz Yisrael, in the mikveh, where in Hawaii, in Alle Schwarzjahre, in Donald Trump. He has 1,000 things. His mind is somewhere else totally. You have a father speaking to his children, a husband speaking to a wife, the chule, right? And the kvayachal there, you ask him 10 minutes later, did your wife tell you? Don't know, don't remember. But you talk to her, you talk to your kids. Why don't you remember? Because you weren't there, your mind was somewhere else. The Yankiv Ishtom Yeshiv Aholim means when he davened, he was completely boil ateva into the word of Hashem Tiftayich. When he learned, he's to know liberally, his whole heart was given into it. Whatever he does, he's there. That's the opposite of one of the greatest sorrows in contemporary world. In English, I think the expression is the guy is all over the place. People today cannot focus, they cannot concentrate on one area. They can't live their life in tight water, tight compartments. They're, everyone I know, and my kids, not my kids, but they're already old already. I see kids in school, they're what you call ADHD, QFRZ, the ganze alphabet soup after their name, they sit there with their thumbs, as I with these machine galach, and they can't sit for 3 seconds. And why is that? Because the ikur, right? They're all over the place. They're just not, they can't have no zitzfleish, they can't sit for 3 minutes. That's Yankel Avinu, who's the Yerushal Holom. Who's the nemesis of Yankel? Esav. What about Esav? Ish Sayyid, Ish Sadi. In a Sadi, you could look. There's no mechitzes. You could look for Tutzach and Vel, what's going on, etc., etc. And therefore, he was called Dra'ayin. Esav was called a Ra'ayin. Lavan, who's the Zayda over here, is also a Ra'ayin. That's why the Radak says this. Hechlef is Maskurte, Aseres Moinim, right? Every time he went to Yankiv's sheep, when time for the division at the end of the Akudim, whatever it was, Yankiv was on the top. Lavan was a Ra'ayin, he couldn't bear it, right? And the emes is you suffer from that. A guy who has what's called Pizur HaNefesh. Someone who's all over, lacks yeshiva das, lacks menuchas nefesh. His life is a misery. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Techelus b'mushocha is chelus lev. It's a heartache, right? Because you never get what you want. You're going from thing to thing, from taiva to taiva to rotsin, and you're never satisfied. You're never content. You never have gratitude. What you don't have is always more chashuv than the Messiah that you have, right? But that's the way it is. And the avoid of Bein HaMetzorim is Matuivu Alecha Yankiv, to be totally, completely, be a pneumistic, a emistic, a person to be involved in what you're at, with 100% concentration, and you see that the Ben HaMetzorim, where does this start from? Shavuos HaBetamuz, Shabbos. What happened on Shavuos HaBetamuz? Nifka Ha'ir. When you break the Choyma, right? You break the wall, that's the beginning of Churban. Be'emet, the Yalkut says, Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Koyam Hashem hinani shav shfus ole yankiv. Because since it says, the Eibishter said, because it says, V'yankiv ishtom Yerushim ha'olim, therefore the Eibishter promised us that when we go to Yerushalayim, we're going to go back and discuss the Yankiv Avinu. This is the only Yankiv. So that when a person doubts, the first thing you say is, Matoivo lecha Yankiv, and you can see it's already a kavona. A person thinks to be mshukit totally in the shul, not wherever. Let me ask you, Lumas, what is the first Pirkei Avos we read these weeks, yeah? Mila de Chassidus, important. Haiman de Boy de Chassidus, yeah? Can I ask you, what is the first piece of advice? Just like Matoivu, the first statement you make in Davening, Shachris, what is the first piece of advice that Mila de Chassidus in Pirkei Avos? Wakey fast. I'm going to do it. Lehem Amr Shloish Devorim, Havu Mesunim Badin. The beginning of all Avos, the Mila de Chassidus of Yiddishkeit, in Yiddishkeit is what? And we're not talking to Dayonim. Every year has to be a Dayonim of Sotlanta of Zich. Between the Yitzhak Tov and Yitzharah, the Iker is to be a Mosul. The Hebech of Pezizus, of Beholo, the absent. Right? And we learned this, Chad Gemara said in Sanhedrin of Zion, El HaMishpotim Asher Tosin Lufnei, and what's right before? Lo Yisalu B'mailus Al Mizbichi Asher Tegale Ervo Oskalov. How is the person Megale Ervo? When you go up in Mailus Bichi Posen with Beholo, without Yishuv Adas. On the MS, the Avos Yisrael, the Vichas Rebbe said, Mosun is Nutrikun Vitzalto Nafshi Mishael Tachtio. You want to save yourself from Sheol? Be a Mosun. The MS of Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichus Musa says, a Moiditig Avort, Gewaldig Avort. Where do we see this? Everyone knows the Gemara Davchov. I've said this like 100 times, this Gemara. That a pop asked Abaya, why the previous generations had so many miracles? Because Rishayin the Kamasun of Shayu Akidush, they were the Moisur Nefesh Akidush Hashem. So the Gemara tells the story. Where do you see it? Like the example of her Adda Barav, right? He was going in the way Chaziel who kusis to have his levisha karbalosu b'shuk. He saw Rashik Salah who's wearing a red dress, which was a lepechatznius. What did he do? It's priestess. He tore off konkari mina, right? Igloi milsa. The kus, only he thought it was a bas yisrael, so he's moicha, and afterwards is a gloy milsa. That's really a kus. So they find him, right? 400 zuz. He asked the lady, the shiksa, "What's your name?" Her name is Mosun. Must be a Greek or a Roman name. I have no idea. Said Mosun, Mosun, arba meyazuz shak. If I would have had mesinos, I would have been patient. I would have investigated the facts. I would have been 400 zuz richer. Yeah. That's the Atkan the Gemara. Can I ask you a simple call discussion? When the Gemara says, "My shnori shoinin disrachas lunisatu," he gave 400 quid away. Asher alkein. That's what you call mesiras nefesh for an amir. He gave a few pennies. Who's the mesiras nefesh? Nishas, when he ripped off the karbaloso, right? Hello, he thought it's a yidina. He's a chadav. That's his job, right? He didn't think he's been going to mesir. He made a mistake. Where's the mesiras nefesh? Sedr Chaim Shmulevitz is a tifa vort. The Mesiras Nefesh was not ripping off the whatever. The Mesiras Nefesh was doing something in a midah of pachas kamayim, of bahila, of bahola, of intemperant, I don't know what the word is, lack of mesinus, lack of yishvadas, and that is a sakona for your nefesh. Nevertheless, L'man Hashem is mekana. Or acting in a way of lack of menuchas hanefesh in mishvadas, that is disastrous. And right, and fakert, he brings the Gemara in Erev in Dafn Dal, or the Gemara Preda. Rav Preda had a student who seemingly, superficially, was as smart as a plank of wood, makotz, right? And everything that he taught him, he had to teach him 400 times. One day they called him to Mishtatav at Dvar Mitzvah. He taught the kid 400 times. He didn't get it. So what happened? Mashno Yidno? Because I heard that you're going to a mitzvah. I thought, Hashta Koimar. I'll teach you another. And he taught him 400 times. A baskel rang out and said, in that schus, you have a choice. I can either give you 400 years of life. That's really Arichas Yom, putting it mildly. Or you and your dirt will get Elam Haba. And he chose Elam Haba. Said the Eibishter, give him kazu vazu, both. You'll notice, I'm a simple guy. I see immediately the number, what number here is. In both stories. So Rav Chaim Shlomovitz asked, okay, fine. Rav Chaim Shlomovitz asked a question. What about Bittul Torah? 800 times for this guy, he has it over learning. Right? Bittul Torah, I can put up Eichos. Right? Says Rav Chaim Shlomovitz, I'm very good about it. He was training himself in Messinus, in Savlonus, which is an Ikur and Avodas Hashem. Right? I have no time to elaborate. If you look in the Musas form, the Chachom Musa from the Alta, from Kelim, a person cannot be Masi, Chachma, Umada, Teira, etc., etc., without having this Yishuv Adas, this Messinus, this Meruchas HaNefesh. He goes on and on about the Kalabriya, Tachlus HaMailus, Pizur HaNefesh, is the Tachlus HaHirus, is the Churban in life, etc., etc. And Abraham Shor says, Darai Hevi Mesunim Badin is Gimachya Ruach HaKodesh. How do you come to Kedusha? When you're a Muslim, you think out before you do. Therefore, remember Reuven, the fellow called Reuven, hello, which this month Thomas corresponds to Reuven. And he was, it says, Reuven, Bechori Ata, he was Roy Rashis to become the Bechori, the Koyin, the Malchus. What happened? Pachas, Kamayam, Altoyusar, etc. What happened here? What was the Aveira of Reuven? Why, which means, why did Chodesh Tammuz? Why isn't Dreir in Ben HaMetzorim? Because Reuven didn't have Aveira, Chas V'Shalom, the Gemara said in Shabbos, called Aimer Reuven, Chot, En Alachot. Hello? You with me? So that can't be the word. Hello? Maybe, right? So Korach, it's not the Aveira that is a Bilbil to Yolov. The word is with the Isser, the problem was the Pachas Kamayim. So normally you would learn maybe it was an Oynish, because it's Pachas Kamayim, you acted with Bahola. Says, say all the Musas were on the level Yor, of that, level Yor, Yecheskel from the Panavish Mashkin, everyone says the same word. It's not an Oynish. It's a Metzias, that if you want to be a Melech, and Melech b'mishpot yamid oritz, and here it says, Hevi Mesunim Badin, and you want to be a Kuyin, a person who has behola and lack of menuchas nefesh, is that a punishment? You're just not, personnel manager says, you're not the kind of person to become a kohen or a melech. Vos felt uns, and I said many times the story with the Satmar Rebbe, was baking matzahs, and there was great nervousness and anxiety. Satmar Rebbe standing there, face on it. And it was all super kosher. All the mire taken out, start again. So what's wrong? Right? The nerveiskeit is always from sitracher. A person does something bebeholo. The Yankel in Antwerp used to always say, "Yogenzich is nish from sitra kedusha." A person of kedusha, you see by tzaddikim, there was always a sinus, it was a chayim on their face, etc., etc. Moslem is gimatria malchus. To become a melech over zich and to restore malchus to klal yisrael, you need this maila of what mesinus. So, what does the Eibishter do? What does the Satan do? Forget. What does the Satan do? Dafka in our generation, before Mashiach, it Dafka creates the greatest behol. You remember Shana Rabbah? And you ask the Abishur to save all the Domami, Eder, and Chitam, Yichagoy, and whatever. The whole Yerek, Kerem, Mi, Bitaloim. There's one little thing you say, Shana Rabbah, for you, person. Hoshana Nefesh Mi behol. Is the Charaya, what a locust does to the whatever. Hello? What the, this kind of blight, this kind of disease, this kind of pestilence, Behola brings to a nefesh. When Yankov in a fight with the Malach, Hagiduli Mashmecha, says, Lama the Tisha Lushmi. And then he calls the place, Penuel, Rizzi Malach, what's going on here? Mashmecha, what makes you tick? What's your identity? And the Samach, the Yezahara, has no identity, has a name. You know he doesn't have a name? Because he's full of baloney, Sigornish. Nothing to sell. What does he say? Lama the Tisha Lashmi. Beholo. Don't think. Do now. Pay later. Think later. Right? So Yankov says, I'm a Pnimi. I saw through this mouth. Ponim el ponim. I saw his essence. Vatinotzel nafshi from the Beholo that it brings. The story is told that Ramesha Kubriner, the Slonimus foreign bring. He once went to Mezhbush, and in those days there was a daughter of Rebbe Mezhbush who was still alive. And he went to visit her, Alta Tzedekis. And after the meeting, he was about to go home to wherever, to Kabrin, I guess, right? So she said, "What's like? Why are you rushing?" She says, "I'm a kubel from my father, bezodach nish eilid. Don't rush." He decided to take it easy, right? And because of that, his life was saved. There was shoyded him, there was bandits, there was muggers on the way. If he would have gone then, he would have been dead. And Baruch Hashem, because he listened to Baruch Hu's daughter, he was saved. And therefore, he types pasuk. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Beshuva v'nachas tivoshei." Hello. Just by the way, I mentioned the number 400. What do you know about 400? Esau had 400 ishimer. Who else is a Mitzayr is Gematria 400? Ayin Ra, Ra Ayin is Gematria 400. Who else 400? Ephraim. Hello? Gematria 400. How much money did Avram Avinu give him to buy Marthopela? 400, right? You remember with Novel Carmeli, David came with 400 people. Esau came with 400 people. Yidin had the same thing of Ra Ayin by Yosef, the famous pastor, they had Kina. What was the punishment? 400 years supposed to be in Mitzrayim. Hello? Yeah? You know, let me tell you one word. I must tell you this word. It's a gevaldig. The Gro brings in his Pirush Verabeinu Yoina. Right? Why is it we don't blow shofar erev Rosh Hashanah? So he explains it based on the Gemara Gittin, Daf and Vav, and over there, Bekam Tzabar Kamsa, that Titus, Yemach Shemoi, a Yitush went into his nose and went to his brain, was gehat. He was going out of going mad from the Yitush hack in the brain. One day he goes past what a above the Beit Nafcho and the clapped, and suddenly the Yitush is silent. Oh, so he started bringing in every day a Smith to bang the clap. A goy he paid for zuz. A yid he said, "It's enough that you see my distress. That's good enough." After 30 days, guess what? Kivon did dosh. So the Gro says, that's why we don't blow shofar erev Rosh Hashanah. It shouldn't be that the shofar is now keeping the dosh, you're blowing the home of the bell. So says the Gro. Says Rav Shor, I'm really thinking of it, it's not the Gro. Says, that's the Indian of Tir Shofar do Yishenim, is to get rid of the juke, the yitush in your cup. Was making koilei suvrokim, and you don't have the nuchas nefesh, and you're, the Baal Shem Tov once said, how did Adam Arishon, how was he expelled from Gan Eden? They brought the FBI, the CIS, the KGB, how, Malachim, how do they fit? They gave him tir desaparnosa. When a person has tir desaparnosa, there's no nuchas nefesh, no yeshiva das, and automatically you could be in Gan Eden from today till tomorrow. You're outside, you're expelled. That's the yitush was haksach in kop. And therefore, Yidush is Gimatria two times Nochosh. There's a Nochosh that's Makar Ayid from Islavus and Abed Hashem, and there's the Yidush which is Ma'ira Velt. Nochosh from the root word Chosh, Miloshin Chashti Veloyus Mamati, Otsperagla Beragla Choyte, right? Therefore, Chazal say, Ein Odom Choyte Elim Kein Nichnos Boy Ruach Shtus. Shtus in Makoil is Gimatria Yidush, which is also Gimatria called Shafer, which is Eiris of Shafer is to get rid of that Jukin cup. Right? And to start to have a bit of menuchas nefesh, which I have no time to elaborate, which is the ayin toiv of Yankov Avinu. By the way, how long did Yankov Avinu live? Ha? 147. Which is gematria, says the Gra, nu, your enigal. Toiv ayin? No? Yes. Right? Toiv ayin? The opposite of the ra ayin of Esav. Therefore, sukkis, miloshin. To see is the yontif of Yankovina, which the Sasema says the yontif of Ayin Toiv. Hello, Esav was 400 a bad. When Esav meets Yankov and he says, "Take my mincha, please, do me a favor." Why? Because Yeshli. What does Esav say? Yeshli, Rav, I have a lot, but I don't have enough. The other thing and the other is more chashuv to me. What does Yankovina say? Yeshli, call. What's the gematria of Yeshli call? 400. You remember they were on Shabbos when the Abish told the Malach Gavriel, put a tuff on the in ink on the foreheads of the tzaddikim, so they should be spared from the Malach of whatever. Put a tuff in dam on the forehead of the Rishoyim, they should be wiped out. Yes, why a tuff? Because the Charayit is a tuff of Kedusha, and there's a tuff of Klippa. There's the 400 of Esav, what Ephraim and Mitzrayim do, and there's the 400 of Yeshli Kol. A Yid has a Stapkus, a Yid has Menuchas HaNefesh. Where does it come from? It's all from, you have an Ayin Ra, and you have a Nefesh Rechova, and a Ruach Gavoya, right? If you're a Yid, a Maimin, you work on the Midah of having Amunah and Bitochen, which brings you an Ayin Toivah to another person, Midah Sestapkus, as the Rambam learned, the Pirush HaMishnah is, and that is the way that a person is able to remove the Chukin, Shabdiyitu, Shabdiyitu, let me tell you one story before I go. Last week, I finished the shiur here. I went to the car park, and I met the chaver. You did, Rav Naftali Weiss. You know, thank you very much. Finally, I had tzaddik al-yid. I tell him after he laid. He works with chush on handicapped children, all kinds of problems. So he told me the story. I just met him. I hadn't seen him for a while. He tells me, I'm ice. It was the Rebbe's yard site a few days before, Gimel Thomas. So I'm worried to get ice. He said he dealt with dysfunctional families, all kinds of issues. He said there was a family in Kern Heights, they had a kid in his school, Chush, I think, and the family was dysfunctional. The father and mother, the plates are flying, like it's really, there's no shalom bayis. Finally, they asked him to get involved, he got involved, it spent hours and hours on the case, and at the end, Nebuch Chachman al-Islam ended up on the get, and the Mizbeach was married to Moses. Anyway, he put so many hours. One of the Rabbonim, one of the Bezdin of Kern Heights, asked him, there's no money to pay you for all your time. But just to show you our gratitude, I'll arrange with you, have Prodexia Yechidus with the Rebbe. Fine. So he went into the Rebbe, told the Rebbe about the case, like one of the story. The Rebbe said, I'm Moirut Yigavot. Everyone knows the story in Tanakh. There was two women came to Shlomo HaMelech, right? Each one claims one baby alive, one baby dead. What should we do? King Solomon, the Chochom Mikol Odom. Cut, right? So Shlomo HaMelech Paskin, Bichoch Mosi, the Pichos of Shlomo HaMelech. Hello. The one who said, give it to the other lady, she must be the real mama. And the other lady said, cut, she's a falsher, because the mother wouldn't say it. Okay. And end of the story. So the Rebbe asked Natoli Weiss in the Yechidus, you need the Chochmah of Shlomo for Azazage. Any normal person with a double digit IQ, a child, my child, 7 years old, could figure out that a woman who says, cut, is not the real mother. What's the Pichos here? The Rebbe was talking in the context of divorce. Sometimes people in the Chachmon al-Islam, they get divorced. Shall is custody. Now it's going to get into the Tzchonos. I'm going to fight you and you're going to raise, and I'll beat you. Da, 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 da. So what did they do? I took literally taking a knife, a sword, and cutting. One says, 3 days by you, 3 days by you. What's good for me? What's good for you? We'll fight it out. We'll kill the lawyers. Da, da, da. Right? A peek looks at what's good for the kids. I don't want to cut my kid emotionally, spiritually, whatever. Find out what's good for the child. It's a very, very deep word. And I thought to myself, it applies not only in the case of Gittin, Rahman al-Islam, it applies to everyone sitting here, to myself and everyone. People sometimes, what we call, all over the place. People have a midah of sakronos, they want to know what's the Pesach Hashem, Ifim, Lashem, Labal. The ikkar is we shouldn't have split personalities and cut ourselves a bit to this, a bit to that. The mail of Yankovich Tom, Yishiv Holland, to be completely in the Altair and the Batik and the Seas and Batik and the, and with that we get rid of the Yitush in these days and this happy, let's simply empty.